minute. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the neighbors till the whole block hates us and the cops show up and try to shut us down. If you're gonna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. If you wanna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. Throw a neon t-shirt.
Well, we like a house party.
Yeah, we do.
As long as you're keeping your distance and washing your hands.
3 feet. And don't talk to me too long. Don't mingle.
You could be outside now.
That's right.
Maybe they should play that song in Miami for all the spring breakers.
You think?
Maybe they didn't get the memo down there.
Yeah. No house parties after curfew.
Yeah,
what, 8 p.m. and 6 a.m.?
Yeah.
No house parties.
Bless their hearts. I guess they assume at 8 o'clock they're all just going to bed. Well, we'll just watch a movie and go to bed on spring break.
Make some popcorn.
7:40 on this hump day edition of Palmetto Mornings, Wednesday edition. That's what we also call it around here. 57 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us this morning. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or keep up with us on Facebook Live. We're there Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m.
We are talking taxes with our good friend, Julie Blaylock, who is with H&R Block, two locations here in Rock Hill, one location in Chester. Good morning to you. You got two in Chester.
Chester and Richburg.
Chester and Richburg. Okay, great. Sorry. So two and two?
Two and two.
All right. Perfect. All right. And you can slide that microphone a little closer to you. There you go. Well, welcome, Julie, to Palmetto Mornings in what is an extremely busy time for you all in the tax business.
Yes, it is. Extremely busy and ever-changing.
This is what I am, like, I just have my taxes to keep up with. You have, like, a lot of people to keep up with. And at a time when there is a lot of change, it's already complicated, and you add change to that, and March was in the middle of tax season.
Right.
President Biden signed an executive order. How did that impact your day and quality of life?
Well, my day consists of sending emails out to all the offices probably 10 times a day that say, please read, please read, please read. Important, please read. And I say to them, I hope you please read these because I don't know if you know which ones are important or not. But at the moment that I send them, they're important. But
wow,
I mean, sometimes I send 7 or 8 emails in a day with changes that have come down.
Yeah, well, these are not just like reading. These are like you have to read, process, and apply.
Exactly, exactly.
Woo!
This is not, hey, the microwave is not working today in the office.
This is like
big decisions that can impact people's taxes. So, Julie, let's simplify as much as we can in the short amount of time that we have. What are a couple of, maybe if you want to break it down to 3 bullet points to help people if they have yet to do their taxes that will make their life easier and ultimately your life easier?
Okay, so if you're yet to do your taxes, the one thing you should know is that President Biden signed an order that will allow for 2020, we're going backwards now, for 2020, $10,200 of your unemployment will now be tax-free. So if you have already filed your tax return, the IRS does not want you to do anything right now. Do not file an amended return. Don't panic. We will fix it. And I say we collectively as a group and as part of the IRS. I'm not really sure who's going to fix it yet. IRS has indicated that they may be the ones to go back through all those returns. We may, as tax preparers, be the ones to go back through and file amended returns.
Yeah.
Now, but that can make a huge difference in somebody's income.
You know, it's interesting that you say unemployment because I believe one of the headlines this morning is how much fraud has been associated with unemployment, taking advantage of getting extra money. And now to know that it's also part of, I mean, you know, tax-free, is that incentivizing even more scams to get money?
Yeah, there's so much out there right now that and we see it. We see the way people come in and ask us questions. Well, I got stimulus for my niece, but now her her mother has got married and now he wants it. Is there a possibility he can get it too? You know, I mean, and so, you know, they're like, everybody's trying to get a piece of that stimulus. And it's kind of a mess because we are left with trying to sort out, like, who really should get it. And, you know, what should we do? How should we claim it? So let's talk about stimulus just for a minute, okay? Because that is the hot topic. If you did not receive your first stimulus, which was $1,200 for adults and $500 for children under 17, if you did not receive that or the second stimulus in January of 2021, which was $600 for adults and $600 for dependents, the way you get that is by filing a 2020 tax return. Even if you have no income, you need to file a 2020 tax return, and there's a recovery rebate credit on that return, and you will get your money. It will be looked at by the IRS. They are looking at those. So if you have that on your return and you haven't received your refund yet, that could be one of the reasons, because they're looking at that and processing those individually. If you did not get $1,400 that just came out a few days ago or a week ago, like kind of all blends together for me. if you didn't get what the IRS is saying is that within 90 days or by September 1st, they will make the adjustment and you will get another either check or direct deposit, however you got the first couple checks. Mm-hmm.
Julie, not to complicate or confuse anyone, to your point, the stimulus checks do kind of run all in. Since we've been in this pandemic, how many were issued? There were three rounds, right?
Three rounds.
So one under Trump. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get people confused. Maybe I confused
the first one was in the spring of 2020 under President Trump. The second one was done like over the Christmas holiday, and it came out January 4th.
Okay.
So that would have been still under President Trump.
Right. And then this last round with Biden.
With President
Biden. And it just came out. Yeah. Okay.
Well, let me ask you a question. With all the checks that are being written and with the responsibility of the IRS to send out any tax refunds, I understand they're struggling to do all of this work.
Yes, they are. And that's why I think there's so big of delays.
So there are delays.
There are major delays. And what people have to understand is back in maybe 6-8 years ago when they passed the law where the earned income credit returns were going to be held for 3 weeks and they weren't going to be processed until February 15th. So that act kind of was still in place. And if you read that, it didn't say we're going to process starting February 15th. It said 3 weeks after the start of tax season. Well, tax season, remember, didn't start until February 12th this year. So 3 weeks after that is into March. So those returns with earned income credit and education credits and child tax credits didn't start getting processed until about a week ago. So those people have not received their money. And those are some of the people that most need their money right now.
Gosh. And we need to remind folks that the tax deadline did get pushed back, correct? Let's tell folks what the new date is.
May 17th.
So that's the new April 15th.
It's the new April 15th. So, May 17th, yes.
All right. So April 17th is the new deadline to May. Sorry,
May 17th.
Oh, Lord, here you go. I might as well just be quiet. I've confused myself and I made a confusing subject even more confusing.
We're saying, as well as the IRS is saying, don't wait. Don't wait until the 17th.
Okay.
You know, get it done now. You know, you don't have to pay. If you owe money, you don't have to pay until May 17th. But get it done now so that you can get your stimulus and all that kind of stuff. So that kind of those things don't, delay.
Julie, I know certainly you're not part of the legislation, but with all this confusion in the last 2 years, this constantly always seems to be a problem. Taxes. Do you see, this is a call that we might find a more simple way of doing our taxes, or this seems so archaic. Is that the right word? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just seems so out of touch, and the average person cannot keep up. And my gosh, you all are trying to do your best to keep up as well. Yeah. Will we hopefully see some something more simple down the road?
Why does it have to be so complicated?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they keep saying we're going to simplify this. Every time they pass something, it says we're going to simplify it. To me, it gets more complicated. Yeah. You know, and the one thing we haven't touched on is, and I'm sure we're getting this question a lot, is the child tax credit. You've read about that, how that is now going to, starting in July, people with children under the age of 17, instead of getting a $2,000 child tax credit, it's going to jump to $3,000. But some people will get it throughout the year. They'll get like $300 every month, and then they'll get the balance with their tax return.
So will you have that option to choose, pick a box?
We don't know how that's going to roll out.
Because I can do boxes. Check this one or check that one.
Exactly. We don't know how that's going to roll out. People are calling us and saying, well, I want mine all at the end. I want mine here. Well, we're still waiting like we are with everything else. We're waiting for IRS direction on that.
Well, if you got questions, Julie and her team, they certainly are knowledgeable and they are ready to help. Julie, again, you've got two locations here in Rock Hill and two locations in Chester County.
Chester County, Richburg and Chester.
All right, and the two locations here in Rock Hill. If you're with H&R Block, you can just reach out to any of those locations and they'll get you set up.
That's right.
Thanks for sharing your knowledge.
No problem. Yeah, Julie, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.